Kellogg's Pep.
The super delicious cereal presents
the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, the Man of Steel. And today, Robin, youthful assistant of the famous Batman, tells him why he so desperately needs his help. But before we join them for the exciting story, let's hear from Dan McCullough. Okay, Dan?
Say, gang, the other day an Army pilot I know was over at my house looking at some Pep model planes I had. And you know, he made a very interesting remark. He said that these Pep planes were some of the best models he'd ever seen for identification work. And he thought that all of you ought to be able to learn a lot from them. And I'll bet you have, too, if you've been making that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, your own special breakfast. Because right inside every single Pep package, there's a colored cardboard plane model all ready for you to put together. And you don't have to send in a single penny for it, not even a box stop. What's more, there are 14 different models you can get all together, 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American. And on the back of each model, there's a list of valuable pointers on how to spot that particular plane, as well as a general description of it. So, gang, if you haven't yet started your collection of these nifty plane models, get busy right away. Be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. Sensing a story in a mysterious note addressed to Superman, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen rented a boat and rowed out on North Bay, where they found an unconscious boy in a rowboat. On their way back to shore with the boy, they were run down by a large speedboat and were near drowning when Superman appeared and rescued them. At a doctor's house, the boy revived and identified himself as Dick Grayson. He said he had sent the note to Superman and was in great trouble, but refused to discuss the matter with anyone but the Man of Steel. Clark Kent took Dick to his apartment, where he left for a moment and then reappeared as Superman. He told Dick he had seen the cape beneath his coat and the red leather vest with the letter R on it, and recognized him as Robin, companion of the famous Batman. The boy admitted his identity and pleaded for help.
You've got to help me, Superman. You've got to.
Of course I'll help you if I can.
You're the only one who can.
Well, this sounds serious.
It is. It's the most serious thing that ever happened.
That's a pretty strong statement, Robin.
It's true. You see...
Yes?
Batman has disappeared.
What?
Yes. Batman has disappeared.
Great Scott. Where? When?
I don't know where. He left me in our cottage at Queen's Point. That's across the bay.
Yes?
He told me to wait for him there. He said he'd be back before evening. But he didn't come back.
He didn't, eh? When was this? I mean, when did he leave?
It was yesterday. Batman left right after lunch. He said he'd be back in a few hours.
Did he say where he was going?
No. All he said was that he was working on the biggest case of his life, and he was all set to finish it up that afternoon.
Did he give you any hint as to what it was?
I begged him to, but he wouldn't. He said it was too dangerous for even me to be mixed up in. He said that the fate of the whole world depended on it.
Fate of the whole world?
Yes. You've got to find him, Superman, because what I'm afraid of is that those men got him.
What men?
The men who came to our cottage last night to get me.
Now, wait a minute. You better tell me about that.
I was going to. When Batman hadn't returned by dinner time like he said he would, I began to get a little nervous. And when he wasn't home by 10 o'clock and then by 11, I was really worried. I decided to wait another hour and then call the police and start looking for him. But then Alfred, he's our butler, came into the living room where I was watching the clock.
I say, Master Dick, we seem to be getting company.
You mean Batman's back, Alfred?
Unfortunately, no. But I was just out in the garden, and I observed half a dozen men sneaking up from the beach. They seem to be surrounding the house.
What?
Quite. And the Bounders have guns. We seem to be in a bit of a predicament. What?
I switched off the light, went to the window, and looked out. Alfred was right. There were men surrounding the house. They'd spread out, crouched down low, and they were sneaking up behind bushes and trees. I could see the guns in their hands, and I didn't like it. I rang to the phone to call the police. Hello, operator! Hello! Hello, operator! Hello! Hello! Oh, the phone's dead, Alfred.
Dead? My word, how could a telephone die?
I mean, it's not working. It was all right earlier this evening. Those men must have cut the wires.
The doorbell.
Well, what do we do now? There are too many for me to take on alone.
I'll help. I know a trick or two.
No, too many guns, Alfred. We've got to get out of here inside. Come on, Alfred.
It's my word, but where? The gun chaps have the house surrounded.
I'll show you. Come on. I took Alfred down to the basement into a trap door that opens when you press a hidden button behind the furnace. I got it open and pushed Alfred in, following him just as we heard the men force their way into the house. I closed the trap door behind me and led Alfred through the tunnel to the boathouse. There was another trap door there that you could push up from underneath. And I started to open it when I heard voices.
We got it out of the house. Boys will get in and then we can blow.
Yeah, we get ramparts out there. Easy as though I ever made.
Shut up, no names. Hey, what's that creaking noise?
There are two men in the boathouse, Alfred.
I see. What do we do now, Master Dick?
Wait for them to give up looking for us and then go to the police.
There ain't nobody here. Must have been the wind or something.
Alfred and I stayed in the tunnel all the rest of the night, Superman, and all the next day.
The men didn't leave, eh?
No.
Just a minute. When you opened the trap door in the boathouse, one of the men there said they were being paid by... What was the name?
It was an odd name. It sounded like Zoltan.
Zoltan, eh? Okay, go on, Robin.
Well, like I said, we stayed in the tunnel all that night and all the next day. We could hear them looking for us, tramping across the floor. Finally, they stopped looking, but they didn't go away. I kept hoping Batman would show up, but he didn't. And then I knew something had happened to him, and I had to try to find him. So when evening came again, that was this evening, I inched the trapdoor open in the boathouse.
I see. Are they still there, Master Dick?
Just one of them. He's sitting with his back to us, looking out at the water.
I trust he's enjoying the view, what?
Look, Alfred, I've got an idea, but you've got to help me, will you?
Of course, Master Dick, you know that.
Good. I've written a note. I want you to deliver it for me.
Deliver a note? My word, I'll be happy to, but how do I get out of here?
I'll take care of this fellow in the boathouse, and you...
But the chap has a gun.
Oh, I can handle him. Now listen, when I tackle him, you run out the back door of the boathouse. It's dark, and chances are you can slip through the grounds without being seen. Then step on it to the Daily Planet newspaper as fast as you can.
Right-o, Master Dick. But I really think I should help you with that character in the boathouse.
I'll take care of him. Get ready now. I'm going to open the trap door.
I'm ready, sir. Ready and eager.
So far, so good. I'll sneak up on him so he won't hear me. Now, when I call to you, Alfred, run, and good luck.
The same for you, sir.
Here I go. Okay, Alfred, run!
I'm on my way. Follow the blood.
Well, for a while there, we had quite a tussle. But Batman taught me judo, you know, and I was able to knock the gunman out. Then I got into our rowboat and started pulling away.
Well, why did you use the rowboat?
I wanted a safe place to meet you, and I thought out on the bay was the best place.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was about 200 yards offshore, I heard the man I'd knocked out come to and start yelling. A little later, I heard a speedboat start up. It had a powerful spotlight. And then...
Yes, I can guess the rest of it. They caught up with you and shot you. That explains your head wound. I imagine they thought they finished you.
I guess so. I passed out and didn't wake up until I was in the doctor's house with Mr. Kent and Jimmy Olsen and Miss Lane.
Well, you don't know it, but that speedboat hung around a while, saw Jim and Miss Lane pick you up, and then ran them down. Nice fellows. Well, I've got work to do now, Robin.
You're going to look for Batman?
In a way, yes. Now, you listen to me. Clark Kent may be back here before... well, before I return. If he does show up, trust him and go with him. Do you understand?
Well, yes, but what can Mr. Kent do?
Almost as much as I can. So long, Robin. Or maybe I'd better get used to calling you Dick.
Where are you going?
Out this window.
Why, no, but what about Batman?
You let me worry about Batman from here on in. See you soon. Up! Up! And away!
Leaping into the darkness, Superman swiftly disappears. Where is he going? We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, here's a question for you.
Gang, how well have you been studying the aviation facts that are printed on the backs of all the PEP model planes? Can you tell the armament of each plane, its speed and range, as well as how to spot it? Remember, on the back of each plane model, you get a description of it and a list of specifications, as well as pointers on how to spot it. And don't forget either that there are 14 different models you can get in the Kellogg's PEP packages. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American. Now, they're made of colored cardboard, and they're really easy to put together. All you have to do is to press out the parts with your thumbs and assemble them. And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny to get any of these grand models. Not even a box stop. There's a plane right inside every single package of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember the name, PEP, P-E-P. PEP is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Leaving Dick Grayson, alias Robin, in his apartment, Superman disappeared, only to return an hour later in his guise of Clark Kent with Dick's dry clothes. Then, taking a taxi, Kent and Dick rode across town to a dark street facing a deserted park, where we join them now.
What are we doing here, Mr. Kent?
I'm not quite sure myself, Dick.
Well, then why?
Take it easy. You see that one-story building we're coming to with the two wide barred windows across the front?
Uh-huh. Looks like a fancy store.
Hmm.
Only there's no way to get in.
The doors are on the side.
What sort of a place is it?
Well, there are gilt letters on the brick just above the windows. You see them?
Oh, yeah. Zoltan's Wax Museum. Zoltan!
Keep your voice down.
That's the name the man in the boathouse used.
Uh-huh.
Or I think it was.
Yes, you see, that's just the trouble. You're not sure. But it's the only lead we've got so far. And this Zoltan, who owns the Wax Museum, is the only one with that name in the phone book and the city directory.
But what could a man in a wax museum have to do with Batman disappearing?
We don't know if he did have anything to do with it. But as I say, it's our only lead so far, so come on.
Where?
I don't want to have a look through those windows.
But it's too dark to see anything.
No, I can see pretty well in the dark. The street lamp behind us throws a little light. All right, hold up now. Just a lot of life-size wax figures standing around the floor.
Yeah, I can see them. They're all dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look kind of weird in the dark, don't they?
Yeah. That's funny.
What, Mr. Kent?
Those wax figures, there's something familiar about the faces, but I can't quite place them.
I can't either. They... Oh, gosh, look.
What, Dick?
Over to the left, against the wall.
What?
It's Batman.
Batman?
Yeah, look. It's Batman.
Yes, I see. Only he's a wax statue.
Startled, Clark Kent's eyes followed Dick Grayson's trembling finger to the silent, life-sized figure of the missing Batman. What can this mean? Fellows and girls, there's a startling surprise in store for you and for Superman on Monday. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for another exciting episode in The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.